Phoenix FM, community radio for Dublin 15, radio built by volunteers.
And we're back, flying through notes. So many guests this week now that we're cutting way, way back on our music. We're joined now on the line by Kevin Brannigan. Kevin is from Careers Unlimited and he's going to tell us all about a job expo that's coming up. Good morning, Kevin. Thank you for joining us.
Hi there. Good morning, everybody.
You've got three for the price of one here. So it's Grainne, Kelly and Liam with you this morning. So, Job Expo, we were just saying earlier on that there are so many possibilities for careers for young people and indeed for people who want to change careers. It's nobody stays in a career for life anymore. There's so many, the choice is amazing, but too much can be too much sometimes. So where and when is the Job Expo that you're involved with?
Okay, so the Jobs Expo takes place this coming Saturday, 22nd of April at Croke Park. So it's the largest careers fair in Dublin, Jobs Expo. We also run them in Cork, Limerick and Galway as well, but this particular one is taking place on Saturday and it's going to be a really busy event. We've almost 50 of the leading employers in Ireland who are going to be exhibiting at this. And, I suppose really, in particular since the pandemic, it really is an employer's market. If you look at what happened...
I would have thought it was in an employee's market more than an employer's market.
That's right, yes.
So, an employee's market is what you meant.
What you find, I think there was so much pent-up demand. I think people were afraid to move jobs for obvious reasons during the pandemic, but also the employers were very reluctant to make any recruitment decisions. So since the end of the pandemic, things have rocketed into the stratosphere in terms of the opportunities available.
All systems go at this stage, yeah.
It is. And I suppose, there's so many roles available for skilled candidates. I mean, some of the companies we have at this event, we've Flutter UK in Ireland, we've Bank of Ireland, we've AIB, we've the National Ambulance Service, we've Recruit.ie, Vestas, DAA, Best Drive. It's literally a who's who of companies in Ireland. And we've even got companies from further afield. We've companies coming from Canada, from Australia, all of whom want to speak to, really good, educated Irish candidates who are looking for opportunities in the present employment market.
Is this aimed at new graduates has it a broad reach?
So it's a broad-based exhibition. So it's aimed at people from 20 up to 60, some of these companies are looking for graduates, some are looking for post-experience students, employees. I suppose one of the things that's also changed over the last 10 to 20 years is that, it would have been said many years ago that once you hit 40, that you are almost unemployable, you are past your best.
Whereas, I finished my university about 5-6 years ago, so I was very chuffed. I say, look, I raised my kids, now I have more upper hand on the younger friends of mine who came out of the university the same time, because I said a certain time they'll get married, they'll have children, so I don't have that difficulty. Well, I forgot I was 40 yet, so now I'm 45. It's very hard to, even though it's not for the market very hard, is what we look at for a job. When you're young, you jump at any opportunity. When you are a bit older,
you are more selective.
You know what you want and you have the experience to know what you don't want mostly. So
we have at least one client signing up for you here.
Yes.
On Saturday in Croke Park. But it is a time though when, we're in an age when people do jump careers and do what Kelly did, step back, rear the children or get education, go back to education at a later stage. So there's all sorts going on out there.
Oh yes, and there certainly is. And there's, job opportunities across a whole range of sectors. You look at it, retail, tech, pharma, all of those different sectors, into the sciences. Some of these companies are looking to take people on as, straight out of school as apprentices and bringing them right through a career path. So it literally, the sky's the limit. And I suppose what we always say about the Physical Jobs Expo is that it's a wonderful place to meet and connect with people. We all will be familiar with the stories of people applying for jobs by email. You know, quite often you don't even get a reply back. You're mm-hmm. sending it into a HR email address. It's not even a personalised address sometimes. Whereas what we always say about the Jobs Expo, all of these employers are going to be there and they're going to look, put their best foot forward. They're looking to promote their brand. And it's the one chance you have to meet the decision makers face to face. You can go in yourself and, you know, you can pick and choose who you want to speak to. You can go up to them, you can hand your CV, and, you know, it's your opportunity to ask questions about their company, about company culture, about the perks of the job, how it works, and you can do that face-to-face. And it's the only way in the whole of Ireland that you're actually going to be able to meet these decision-makers face-to-face. And then when you're following up next week, you know, you're starting your email with a very important, you know, you're following up further to our conversation last Saturday, you've got a toe, if not a foot, in the door already,
so to speak.
Exactly. So that's why we say so. Our event on Saturday, it's free of charge to attend. It's on at Croke Park, starting at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. And apart from the employers, we have a full day of talks and seminars.
Okay.
All about job creation. So I suppose, you know, what we sometimes find is that people might have an idea that they want to change, but they don't know how they're going to do it, or maybe, you know,
they know what they want to change from, but not necessarily what they want to change to.
Exactly. And how
I have one of those in my house.
yeah. So, say for example, some of the talks we have, we've got top 10 tips for an effective CV, how to write your CV. What to do if you're in a job you hate but can't afford to quit. And that's one of our most popular talks. Because, you know, it can be a factor. Somebody might want to change, but they're thinking about the mortgage. They're thinking about, you know, the college fees for the kids. And, you know, how am I going to afford this if I change a job? And, you know, so that's a really interesting talk. How to stand out on LinkedIn, another useful one. How to find work you enjoy. How to develop career confidence. So they're examples of talks. And
how long would all of these talks typically take now? Are they bite-sized or are they a bigger commitment?
Generally, they generally be 15 to 20 minutes each.
Okay.
We start them off at 10:30 on the day, and they're running, you know, on a continuous basis throughout the whole day until the exhibition ends at 4 o'clock.
So almost on a loop basis even.
Each of the talks is presented by a different expert.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a full schedule available. And I suppose what we also have, so you have the employer hall, you have the agenda stage seminars, and we also have free career advice. So we have a team of qualified career coaches who are going to be there, six career coaches in all. And if you were looking for career advice, you would generally have to pay a fee for it. Which can be a great benefit. Whereas our team will give you 5 to 10 minutes of career advice. If there's something you're worried about, you're looking for some general advice, our career clinic is open the whole day long and completely free of charge. And, you know, you can ask the basic information about what you want, you'll get some advice, and all of that's available free of charge. And all we ask is people to log on to our website, which is jobsexpo.ie, and to register. And if you register, you can come on down on Saturday at 10 o'clock or at any time during the day.
Kevin, you mentioned that it's a free event, but do people have to register via Eventbrite or Great Events or some other app like that? Or is it just walk-in?
So people can register via our website, which is jobsexpo.ie, or they can find us on Eventbrite. If you just go into Google, type in Jobs Expo Dublin, it'll come up. And it is free to register, although we do suggest people register in advance because it can be quite busy, and being registered helps you get in quicker, helps you get past any queues that are there.
But they do need to register or they can walk in?
Well, if people don't want to register and want to walk in, it is possible.
All right. There will be two queues, the fast queue and the slow queue, is that right?
No, it's just because the previous ones have been by Eventbrite, so you just register for free and then...
Okay. Yes, that's it. Yeah. You know, like when you go to Spain on your holidays, the British are in the slow queue, because of Brexit and the winning the EU queue.
Well, I enjoyed that when I travelled from Bristol last year. Everybody was on one queue and me and my daughter was on the European one and we flew over. We were like, whoa.
Yes. Na, 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 na.
Just a bit like that.
Just a comment, Kevin, in relation to what the Job Expo is all about. But in relation to the local situation that exists with some of the technical people that are needed to keep Ireland going, basically, how is that catered for in an expo such as this?
Well, I suppose our event represents some of the largest companies who are recruiting. And we do have companies exhibiting from the tech sector. You know, we've Dublin Bus looking for people to work there. We've numerous companies, companies from pharma, companies from tech, companies from the mechanical sector. So all of those companies are there, and we would encourage people, if they want to speak to them, to come on along and meet them face to face.
Yes, but some of our employers are going externally to hire some of the people that traditionally were very good with their hands and went through an apprenticeship program. That doesn't seem to be catered for.
Well, we do generally have companies who are looking for apprenticeships, but really it depends on who's recruiting or who is open at this time of the moment. So depending on the time of year, there will be different companies. For example, in the past, we've had the Defence Forces, we've had Solus, we've had lots of organisations like that. So really it depends on the time of year for when the companies who are involved in that space would have the schemes open.
And how often would you run an expo like this, Liam?
We generally have them every 6 months. So, for example, we've Dublin Jobs Expo on April 22nd. That's now Saturday. And then we're back in Croke Park again in October.
And are they always Dublin-based?
We run them in Dublin, Cork, Limerick and Galway.
Okay.
Every 6 months. So we've Dublin on 22nd of April. We're in Cork in May. We're in Limerick in June. We've also got, I suppose, just to answer the question from the gentleman there, we have an event called the Construction Jobs Expo.
So that's very tailored to a particular sector.
You do, tailored and themed by health or hospitality. I receive notifications that, let's say, a hospitality themed expo is taking place, or for health industry.
We aren't involved in the health sector expo. That's a different company. But our event, Construction Jobs Expo, takes place on the 13th of May, and that will very much have, you know, we will have 25 to 30 of the leading construction employers who'll be recruiting for people in apprenticeships from bricklayers to plumbers to quantity surveyors, and that's taking place at the RDS on May the 13th. So for people interested in the construction sector, which is probably...
There's another one around the corner.
That's on May the 13th. But indeed, the one this Saturday is at Croke Park. Yeah.
So basically, if anybody's newly qualified or about to be qualified, or if anybody's at that itchy stage in their own career and thinking about moving or want to check out their options, this might be a day well spent, yeah?
Absolutely. And all that we ask people to do is visit our website, jobsexpo.ie, and pre-register. Or they can find us on Eventbrite, and we look forward to seeing everybody for a really busy day on Saturday.
So bring your CVs with you, quite a lot.
And learn
while you're at it how to fix it. Lovely to speak with you, Kevin. Gunairi Gagaliv, best of luck with the event.
Thanks, Kevin.
And we're going to go to a piece of music, sing me an old-fashioned song while we get our next guest into the studio.